twist and shout your way home. It's the 60s at 6 with Colt Powers. Weekdays at 6 p.m. on 104.9 KLMJ.
Attention farmers and ag professionals, this is Tom Abbas with First Bank Hampton, inviting you to our annual winter ag meeting on Friday, January 30th. Join us at 9:30 a.m. in the basement of First Bank Hampton for insights and tips from expert speakers, all focused on helping you get ready for the upcoming crop year. And don't worry about lunch, we will end with a meal for everyone who attends. Don't miss out. Reserve your spot now by calling 641-456-4793. See you there. First Bank Hampton is member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today, we are joined by Rockwell Mayor Larry Wentz, going to be talking about today, as we're still talking about November's election, city school election. Larry was elected to another term. He did run unopposed, but regardless, he'll serve another term as Rockwell Mayor. And if you remember in 2025, it wasn't the easiest per se in Rockwell. Late July, they were part of that big storm that tore through north central Iowa, a lot of wind damage, but a lot of community effort to help clean up the city of Rockwell. So kind of our focal points for today. Larry, thanks as always for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Larry, first and foremost, you're reelected to the city of Rockwell. The last time you and I talked on air anyway was, hey, you know, you were still kind of deciding if you're going to run for another term or not. Ultimately, you did. And why did you decide to do so there last November?
Yeah, honestly, it just came down to the community. You know, talking with my family, my council, the employees, you know, going over what's best for the town, what the interest was in the position, and seeing that there really wasn't any interest out there, you know, just continuing forward and with what we were doing in town and seeing it through. You know, I didn't really have anything else for my time. I hate to say it that way, but really, I would rather commit my time to the city than something else. So I was able to say, yep, let's keep moving forward. We'll keep going through and continuing on with where we're at. So, you know, I'd rather see the city move forward with the plans we have. And we have a lot we want to get done with the sidewalks, with streets, with, you know, other projects. And I'd rather say, yep, let's go. You know, two more years and we'll go from there.
And one thing you said during the National Night Out here about a year and a half ago now was you're serving the third largest city in Cerro Gordo County. It's really hard to think about that when you think of the Mason cities of the world, but you're top three in that county, so a decent-sized town. Now, I want to go to 2025, especially right in the middle of the year. You guys were impacted by that storm. You know, we interviewed you, Police Chief Brunstein, all that, talking about the damage. I drove through Rockwell earlier this week. It looks like pretty much everything's cleaned up in terms of, you know, trees that were toppled over and all that. Just kind of talk about the community support and cleaning up Rockwell, and then ultimately, you know, what you still have to do here yet as a result of that storm late July.
Yeah, absolutely. It really was a community effort. You know, the chainsaws kicked off, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, and everybody was out helping each other, getting everybody's properties cleaned up. The city guys were out with the trucks, getting roads cleaned up, and worked with county executives to get all the resources I needed from the state and the county to get trucks here and get people here to get the trees out of our temporary dump and off to, you know, the burning locations that we needed so we can get the town cleaned up. So we had other tree companies come in, help with the cemetery. We had 127 city-owned trees either removed or trimmed. And it was a lot of moving parts to get it done. You know, we had some city buildings that needed repair. We had to put a new roof on City Hall. We had a little bit of repair at the library we had to get done. We had to get a wall fixed there from some debris that hit the wall from the wind. And yeah, I think for the most part, we're there. We've got it all cleaned up. We've got some stumps to clean up this spring. There might be some residual trees as, again, the higher up trees, the winds continue to blow through here in the winter. We're still finding some trees that weren't completely damaged that we're finding that, you know, had some minor damage that are continuing to break. So, you know, we'll continue to keep an eye on that and get those trees cleaned up.
And what an impact that storm made on you guys. It was unreal, the damage that, you're sending me photos. So was Brunstein with all the trees down. The cemetery was heavily impacted. Stones were moved and all that. So quite an effort it took, but nice to see that things are getting back to normal there in Rockwell. Again, we are joined by Mayor of Rockwell, Larry Wentz, as we talk about 2025. He was reelected back in November. Now, looking ahead here, Larry, the legislative session is underway. Right now, we're in the second week of the session. I've talked with area mayors, other area mayors, city managers, even a superintendent here last couple of weeks, just asking them, I guess, simply, what do you want to see done from this legislative session? The talk the last couple of years has been House File 718, which impacts the amount of money going to cities and stuff. So I guess for you and maybe the council in general, what would you guys kind of like to see done down at the state capitol this time around?
I really wish that the wish is that there's more devotion to roads. One of the biggest thing is bridges for us. You don't realize how many bridges there are in town. Culverts and bridges, they're expensive to maintain, to inspect, and ultimately replace. Second Street, Third Street in Rockwell, they're technically classified as bridges, but they need to be replaced. And just to even bring in an engineer just to look at and say, okay, this is what's going to cost to replace, and they have to come in and manage the whole project. It's a six figure project all in all to get those two done. But if we don't do it, the DNR could fine us because there's a waterway underneath, and there's also ramifications from all over. So there's something we need to do, and there's just other entities that kind of force our hand. So there's safety, there's so many different aspects that we need to do something about it. And ultimately the bill comes back to us. And when there's road use tax that's limited and other taxes that got cut, where does that funding come from? So we have to get creative with our budgeting and find different ways. So if we can find other ways to say, hey, maybe the state needs to step in and say, we need to fund towns this way, it'd be a lot easier for us to do that. So I'd love to see something different done there.
And I guess, with the new year here, Larry, they require Iowa law to open meetings laws and all. They have 90 days. I guess you and the council, you got that pretty much all wrapped up with your virtual session, so to say, of that training here, Larry.
We do. We got that all taken care of. And we've actually started the budgeting process last week. The initial budget meeting for the city has started. And then, we begin that process of. You mentioned the idea that 718, but we have that open letter that goes out to all the taxpayers, and that does cause a lot of confusion when they get that. And I just really caution people to read up on what all that means. That number gets kind of scary. I'm throwing a number out here. Let's say 12%. I don't know if that's the true number or not, but people say, "Oh, my taxes are going up 12%." No, your taxes aren't going up 12%. It's just what the number was last year to what it is this year, based on what that piece of the pie is. So, ultimately what your tax on your house is that number, and then each public entity share of that number is what those letters entail. So there's the city, there's the county, there's the sheriff, and I just kind of implore people, do your research on which public entity is taking it, and they're all taking up that piece of the pie. So, no, everybody's taxes aren't going up that much. It's just a comparison of year over year, and it's a very confusing process when you get all those letters all at once. And I hope that's not too much information there, but yeah, I just really wish for people to really, dig into it. So I get a lot of phone calls on it, and
I say, read
it's
every sentence before you have questions.
exactly.
Again, we're joined by Rockwell Mayor Larry Wentz as we talk about again reelected back in November for another 2 years. It was uncontested. Also talking about again that devastating storm that ripped through north central Iowa. Rockwell really getting hit on that there late July of 2025. And Larry, anything else you'd like to add? Like you said, you're preparing the next fiscal year budget now, as every other city is. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, we're looking forward to 2026. We have a lot of ideas for the year, a lot of community involvement in the year. We're looking for feedback, and we want to really make sure that the community knows that we want them involved. So again, we're looking to fix the sidewalks and fix the streets, and we want to hear from you. So we're not looking to make decisions on our own. We want to hear your input. So please, come to a meeting, or you can check us out on YouTube. We broadcast every meeting now on YouTube. So feel free to check those out. Check out our new website. We just launched our new website, cityofrockwell.com. All our minutes, all our agendas are on there. The videos are on there at the meeting. Any community involvement will be on the website. So check that out. We're here for you if you need us.
Hey, that really helps with the open meetings laws too. You're being more transparent. So there you go.
Absolutely.
Well, Larry, thanks a lot as always for joining us. Appreciate the time, and we'll talk down the road.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Larry Wentz, today's guest on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio on the Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hi, this is Teresa Fielding with First Bank Hampton. We have the perfect tool to kick off your New Year's resolutions. Start fresh and reach your financial goals with Insights, the free budgeting tool available exclusively for customers in digital banking. Insights help you track your spending, set budgets, and stay motivated all year long. Take control of your finances. Try First Bank Hampton's digital banking and activate Insights today. Your resolutions deserve support, and we're here to help. Make this your best year yet with Insights. Member FDIC.